Paul, as is laid out here at the beginning of our reading, illustrates that he was a good Jew, well educated, well formed in the law and the prophets, had trained under one of the great scribes of his time. As such, he saw the Christian church, or as he would have seen it, this this blasphemy which had come into the Jewish faith, as something that needed to be suppressed. And he set out with great zeal to do it. But on that road to Damascus, and a phrase we often use, isn't it? A Damascus experience, a change happens. But in that change will shape his life, the remainder of his life. Will shape not only the remainder of his life, but his concept of church and of Christ and of God. And there's one very profound line. You might have missed it, or you may have heard it before. Why are you persecuting me? That's the voice he hears. Not why are you persecuting my companions or my followers or the church or... Jesus says, why are you persecuting me? And this was to later on be very central in Pauline theology. Because he saw the body of Christ being the church, the members. So when you persecuted the members, you persecuted Christ. We gather together in his name is the body of Christ. So this was to have a huge, profound influence upon the way he thought, and later on taught through his letters and his preaching. The other little point I want to make to you is this. This brave man, who, by the way, there's no reference to him falling off a horse, as we have the traditional painting of him falling off the horse, but he probably didn't have any. But the other significant event is that he is blind. Remember, he says that he's struck blind by the brightness. This, again, is highly significant because he was blind to the truth of Christ and of the good news. It's only when that word and through his baptism, his eyes are opened to the truth. His eyes are opened to the faith, which he gave his life for and was the greatest missionary of us all, who preached the gospel fearlessly in favourable times and in unfavourable times. He was noted not to hold back, but to spread the truth. And that truth is that Christ, who died on Calvary, died out of love for us to redeem us. That Christ lives in us, gathered together and in each and every one of us. The Second Vatican Council spoke about the presence of Christ in our Eucharist, most especially in the Blessed Sacrament, in a very unique way, in his word, but in the presence of the priest who takes that role of persona Christi, and in the presence of the body of Christ. And it's from Paul's experience that we come to be able to say that. Because he lived that reality, that as that early church was persecuted, that was the persecution of Christ. For we are the body of Christ. One last point. Our own experience of God may not be as dramatic, and probably is for 99.9% of us, not quite as dramatic as Paul's experience of the risen Christ. But our experience of Christ in our lives, to the sharing and hearing his word and our prayer and our experience of one another, shapes our view of God, like it did Paul. So we pray, like Paul, that our eyes and our hearts and our minds may be open to his presence in our world, just as Paul's eyes was opened. And that we too may hear and see his body being persecuted, and that we will come to the assistance of those who need to experience that love and care of Christ.